taking the field against the Jets in the preseason.
I knew that was coming. It was going to be an exciting game. You know, another opportunity to go out there and you know, play with these guys on my new team and you know, to build, really build ourselves up. Obviously, you know, going against your old team, you may have a few emotions here and there, but I think I'll be able to manage it well.
Is one of those emotions, I know you're battling for a job here, but do you feel like you got a little something to prove or show them?
You know, you always have that mentality. You always want to go out there and prove yourself, but nothing that extra added towards them, though. I have a lot of great respect for a lot of people in that organization, and, you know, I appreciated my time there. But, you know, now it's just focusing on, you know, what we have to focus on, which is going out there and executing on game day.
What is your favorite Jets memory, Jim?
I got so many, man. You know, honestly, just being in the locker room with the guys, you know, just being with the guys, you know, all those guys on the team, guys are still there, like Mo, you know, some guys who are gone, like, you know, Mangold, and, you know, a couple of guys that were on the team my rookie year. We built some great bonds and, you know, became more than just teammates, we became friends, and I think that was something that's really special.
Who do you still talk to on the team, and have they reached out to you about this week?
No one. No one's reached out. You know, we're so focused on, you know, just getting through, you know, the day of practice. But, you know, I talked to all the guys, really. You know, Quincy and I, we're still good friends. I reached out to him, you know, when he got injured. You know, Mo, we always, you know, Snapchat each other. We always talk and check on each other. So, you know, a lot of the guys on the team, and even guys who aren't there anymore, we keep in touch.
What about the flip of that? What sort of questions have you been asked here? Are they very, you know, inside football? People want to know inside information or just general impressions? What has that been like for you?
Of course. You know, being able to go up against Todd Bowles' defense, you know, the past two seasons and practice every day, you kind of get a little bit of information. You know, I won't share that here, but, you know, there's some things that you can see on tape that show up, and then, you know, there's some things that are different. So you just got to go out there and read your keys. You know, I'm not going to be, you know, trying to call out signals or anything like that. Just, you know, allow us to go out there, read our keys, and make plays. Honestly, it's not really been that challenging because, you know, we've got a great amount of guys who are competing for spots here, and everyone's really just focusing on, you know, not only themselves, but helping this team become great. And that's one thing that I appreciate is that no matter who's out there, whether it's first, second, or third team, you know, guys are busting their butts and trying to get better.
What do you take away from your days with the Jets? Any lessons?
Many lessons. A lot about just, you know, overall leadership and just understanding, you know, perspective and things like that. You know, I was able to get out there and play early on, and, you know, I think that really helped me out a bunch because I gained a bunch of experience. You know, I'm not wide-eyed or anything when I go out there on the field. You know, I understand what it's about, and I just I try and go out there and make the best of it. And so, you know, just being there, being a starter, being a backup, you kind of get it from both sides, and then you're able to, you know, I can teach younger guys, you know, from my own experience, past experiences.
Gino, you talked about humility a couple of weeks ago a little bit. Do you feel like that's been important here in your growing process?
I mean, humility is a big thing in everyone's lives. You know, it's important to be humble. You know, it's important to, you know, take everything with a grain of salt and, you know, just to continue to stay focused. And so, you know, that's something that I wouldn't say I've learned, but that's something that, you know, really, you know, when you look at my career, you know, there, it pops up, you know, just when I thought I was doing great, you know, had to take a couple steps back. And so those are things that you just got to focus on. You got to be able to continue to stay focused and not, you know, get too big or too low on things.
You know, we're halfway through the preseason slate. You've gotten a chance to look at your film. What's been working for you so far this preseason, and what do you look forward to working on in these last two games?
You know, getting completions. I think I've, you know, done a pretty decent job at getting completions, but I can do a lot better. You know, being very focused on the details, the small details within the games. I'm still learning the offense and still progressing, but there's some things that I could have done better as far as, you know, being more detailed. And so those are things that I got to clean up, and, you know, I'll focus on that this week and, you know, continue on in practice.
What's the balance like for a quarterback? You know, people look at your turnover numbers. I mean, you're smart enough to know that that's what we look into.
Gotcha.
Coach mentioned it. What is the fine line of, you know, playing free but not thinking about not turning the ball over? Because I would imagine if you think about it.
I never think about it, honestly. I don't put my, you know, my focus on the negative. I think about when I go on the field, I think about going out there and scoring touchdowns and leading the guys and you know, making sure that we got that fire and that drive to go out there and put points on the board. You can never eliminate turnovers from the game. Every quarterback has them, you know, it happens. And unfortunately, that's a part of the game, but you got to overcome it. And so without being able to play a full game, you can't necessarily see that. But all in all, when you're in the red zone, you got to take care of the football. So, you know, all those things come into factor. You definitely got to be mindful of it. You know, that's first things first, is protecting the football. But you don't want to go out there and, you know, play scared or just check it down every time.
And where do you feel, I'm sorry, just obviously this is still a competition, you and Josh. I mean, how are you, where are you sort of in your thinking process in that? And does it come into your mind, or, you know, you have a job to win here?
It's just, day, you know, just focusing every single day, trying to perfect my craft in the classroom, you know, in the locker room, and then once you step out on this field, just trying to perfect my craft every single day. I understand there's a competition, but, I mean, everyone's out here competing. You know, I'm not the only one, and everyone wants to win that spot. So you can't focus on that. You can't let that beat you up. You just got to go out there and work your butt off and, you know, be confident and let that show.
How early when you signed here did it dawn on you that to win this job you'd have to beat the Jets or at least do something important against the Jets in this game?
I mean, that's every team. That's every player who steps on the field. If you don't produce, I mean, you're probably not going to have the job in this league. So it's not really about the Jets. It's more about me going out there and just continuing to get better and continue to, you know, showcase my ability, but also be productive. You know, I think I've shown, you know, that I can make plays, but I need to be more productive and finish drives.
Gino, when you think back to, what, 4 years ago, do you think that the Snoopy Bowl changed your NFL life? I mean...
Not really, no.
I mean, Mark gets hurt, though, and I mean, it changes that initial decision for Rex.
You know, honestly, that's neither here nor there. I don't know, you know, what could have transpired from that. You know, honestly, we didn't want, you know, Mark to get hurt, obviously, but, I mean, that's kind of the way things happen. You know, you can't really draw it up to be perfect. You know, sometimes you got to kind of roll with what you're given, and I think, for the most part, I did that.
You've learned that over the years.
Yeah, yes.
You talked about the upside of playing young, you know, that like when you look back, you got experience and things like that. Is there anything on the flip side that when you look back, you can sort of admit now that I was really young, that was really hard?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's hard on any young quarterback coming into this league. But, I mean, there's been great quarterbacks that have done well from their rookie year on. And then there have been guys who, you know, hasn't done so well, changed teams and, you know, and became great. So I think it's all about how you look at it, you know, as the person. You know, you got to take advantage of your opportunities because, I mean, they can be few and far between. So you've got to take advantage of every single opportunity you get. And I'm aware of that. And so I just want to continue to have that mindset every single day that I wake up and every single time I take the field.